Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Oh, Rams cornerback Tremaine Johnson franchise tagged at $16 million a year. Is A.J. Bouye worth that? Because that's the kind of message that's now being sent over on Kirby, because even though the salary cap went up to $167 million, Eric Berry, who's a safety, obviously signed a monster deal yesterday. So, again, defensive backs are starting to get paid. It says he, and his last note is, Texans not expected to use franchise tag on A.J. Bouye. Doesn't mean they won't re-sign him, just no tag. You and I were talking in the break. I think that's the Texans trying to avoid making him a top 10 paid corner after just one good year. I think because of what happened with Brock, if they can avoid it, they will. They won't throw that tag around, but I think they will still work diligently to get him a deal that's fair and long-term.
Is it worth the risk? I'm asking. I'm not saying yes or no. Is it worth the risk? Because if you lose him, you're now, your best corner is Kareem Jackson.
Kareem Jackson, right? Because J. Joe's still a step slow.
Yeah, and then you're relying on Kevin Johnson
to come
back
healthy. And Johnson's not there yet, but yeah, healthy, he's healthy, he's coming.
But I don't know, I think it's a gamble. In a pass-happy league, when you're going up against, you know, now you've got to face a Titans team that can, you know, put the ball in the air with Mariota. You've got Andrew Luck, and, you know, and depending on what Jacksonville does, they may be better. Keenan McCardell is obviously going to turn around the wide receiving.
I've talked to him a couple times already, and he said, you know, whether Bortles is their guy or not, they're going to make sure that their weapons are loaded up and ready.
I don't know in this, you know, if we're talking about run stoppers up the middle and linebacker back in the day, you know, it's similar. I mean, to me, your secondary has to be a priority. Secondary and pass rush
has to be
a priority.
I think they're looking at a bargain.
NFL.
I think they're looking for a bargain. I think they're going to try, they're going to do their best to shave 5 to 6 off that deal. If they can get that under double figures, if they can get him around 9, I think they'll lock him up. I think that would be their wish. But I think they're trying to avoid that franchise tag and throwing away all that extra money because they have to be so cap conscious because of how much they're overpaying Brock. Because they're going to be so limited at every position because they know that Brock is going to, it's going to be hard to win with him. But if you bring another guy in to support him and or take over for him while you still have to pay him, your cap's going to be
really tough.
They've got some
space. They've got $23 million in cap space.
But that's, you got to assume that's, you got to sign all your draft class. You got a lot to use that money for, to which that's going to dry up really quick.
If they cut Jonathan Joseph, if they cut him, they save $6.5 million almost.
See, that's why
so
I said
that's
Ian
where
Cushing.
You funnel that money. Maybe that's why, because they're planning on cutting him and funneling the money. I don't know. This is all speculation.
Sure.
But I certainly do think you're playing a little bit of a game of chicken with Bouye. Now, also, I think there's a couple of – I need to look it up. I don't want to speak out of turn, but – I want to say that Q Demps is up pretty soon, too.
I think he's
if
free
it's
this year.
Is it this year?
He's free this year.
So maybe they plan on using it on him. I don't know. You know? But that was one of the other ones I was kind of concerned about, was what are they going to do? Because that's secondary, I think. They need to keep that as close to as intact as possible.
Yep. You don't think Q Demps and Bouye are pretty much gone? Or you think they still have a chance to play?
I don't. I think in a year in which you're not paying $17 million to a quarterback that you don't really want to have play for you, I think that you would ideally want to re-sign most of your own free agents first, because John Simon's in that list, and he was a really, really good player for them, because Bouye obviously stepped up, came from undrafted, worked through their system, is a great, you know, kind of role model in a lot of ways, but he's a hell of a player.
Well, Demps is a free agent, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, but
I think they'd want to re-sign Demps, Bouye, John Simon, all those guys, and it would be a lot easier for them to go out and just say, let's get this done. I think they got to be a little bit more creative right now because of the fact that they're cap-strapped because of that 17 and because Cushing and Joseph are having pretty sizable contracts if they decide to keep them around.
Okay. Right? I mean, I don't think they're worried. That money with Brock, I don't think, is their big concern. I mean, obviously, they're hamstrung by it, but they have cap space and they have some moves they can make, like cutting Joseph to free up some cap space. I don't know. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. If it came out, there's something going on behind the scenes.
You hope. Because, look, that's why Kansas City has done all they've done already. They had to cut Jamal Charles. They avoided the franchise tag with Eric Berry.
Yep.
Now Dontari Poe is on the clock. The Schefter says they're not going to franchise Dontari Poe, which means, if we follow your theory, that means they're hopefully working on something. And the big thing is both sides have to be amicable. Because from Bouye's standpoint, as an undrafted guy coming in this league, he's never gotten that big payday. So is he going to be willing to shave 3-5?
Would you? Hell no.
No.
After the year I just had and everyone's telling me I'm going to get paid.
And because I earned it and have never gotten it, yeah, I'm going for the home
run. But if I'm the Texans, I pay that man. I do. Just like what Quentin Demp said, pay the man. They should pay that man.
We'll see, because Quint Demp's also get paid as well. So we'll see what they do. But at least for now, Adam Schefter reporting the Texans will not franchise tag one A.J. Bouye.
Body Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.